Alex, congratulations. It's a fantastic win and you're through to your second finals then.
Yeah, we're obviously delighted with the win. I thought the lads played, brilliantly tonight. I think Dave obviously set the tone with the bat, and he was backed up then with the ball. Brezzy getting a wicket with his first ball, and Adil obviously getting four wickets. It was a complete team performance, and one that we'll take into the finals. Then.
At halfway, were you slightly concerned that perhaps you could have got 220? It was, I always felt it was enough, but perhaps not quite as much as you should have got, which might have given them a little bit.
I think we probably should have got another 15, 20 runs maybe, but I think in knockout cricket, you get anything above 160, it's a tough ask. The team's got to play really well under knockout pressure to chase it down. So, we were happy. We knew that we had enough if we bowled right and fielded well. And I think from the off, Brezzy sort of set the tone. We were outstanding in the field. We took our catches and we put the pressure on them. And when you do that in the field, the opposition knows that they're in for a tough game.
You've got Durham on finals day. You're two of four Northern teams. Whoever said the South was the toughest group?
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. I don't know why that's obviously panned out how it has done. But we know the lads who in the Durham team, and they know us really well. So it's going to be an exciting time for the club and for myself personally. I'm particularly very proud of this group of players from where we were and the position we were in after the first few games. And obviously in the first year of my captaincy on a personal level, I'm elated to get the lads this far, and hopefully I can keep making some good decisions for the team, and we can keep that great team spirit and keep playing some good white ball.
Three trophies still up for grabs. The first of them will come at finals day. It's going to be a fantastic day.
Yeah, it is. I think we'll get a few followers as well come down for the day. I think we've had great support all year, and it's almost in touching distance now. We've got to play two games now. Hopefully we can, if we play how we have done in the last five games, we'll give ourselves a good chance, and hopefully we acquit ourselves properly and give ourselves an opportunity to beat Durham.
And just finally, all the plaudits will go to Dave Willey, to Rash for polishing off the tail, but your contribution to keep that momentum going after the Rudolph catch, I thought was quite key.
Yeah, it was nice. I think for me, my white ball form this year, it's been a little bit up and down. I've been hitting the ball really nicely, but just finding ways of getting out. I knew that obviously cricket's a game, it tests you mentally, and I knew that if I stuck with the things that I do well and trusted myself, I knew that I'd contribute in a game when it mattered, and fortunately it was me today that stood up and contributed with Dave, and that's been the testament to our side. Somebody stood up when we've needed them, and hopefully it'll continue in the semi-final.
Thank you very much.
Nick Ryan from BBC Sport Online, just a couple of questions. First of all, David Willey innings scored.